смотрел, то есть, ну, естественно, я смотрел
догматикс
Русской Православной Церкви,
of the Russian Orthodox Church,
митрополита Макария Булгакова,
by Metropolitan Macarius Bulgakov,
архиепископа Феофилакта,
Archbishop Theophylact,
в общем,
and other.
Так, вы знаете, в чем интересно?
And you know what's interesting?
По вопросу о there, том, как же Бог мог сотворить
the question,
человека,
how could God create a human being, knowing for sure
что спасутся только православные праведники,
Orthodox righteous
и погибнут
people
все неправославные,
would get saved,
православные и неправедники.
And all the non-Orthodox people, as well as
невинных детей,
Orthodox
и людей,
unrighteous people,
а
would not get saved. So millions of
праведников
people will go to hell forever,
and just a bunch of Orthodox
righteous people will get saved, and that's who Jesus Christ died for. And millions of people will go to hell. And I noticed that this problem is not even present there. Isn't it unbelievable? Secondly, it turns out that there are many quotations in the Holy Scripture according to which damnation will not be eternal, and that after all, God will be all in all, according to Saint Apostle Paul, and there are numerous quotations of the kind, and they are not ambiguous. No, the Holy Fathers speak directly about it. And who are these Holy Fathers? It's amazing. That's something I never found in any dogmatic. On Easter, John Chrysostom says, just listen to it when you go to church on Easter. So the death is conquered. Death, where is your sting? Hell, where is your victory? Christ went into hell, and there is not a single person in hell.
So
Saint Basil the Great says the same, Gregory the Theologian says the same, Gregory of Nyssa says the same, Epiphanius of Cyprus, Isaac Cyrene, John of the Ladder, Maxim Confessor. It's amazing, they all claim the same thing, and nobody quoted them. And now I quoted them, and there are people who said, that's terrible, how dare he do that, instead of saying, that's so interesting, let's look into it. It turns out there are dozens of reverend fathers, of holy fathers, who are writing about it directly. So starting with none other than apostles themselves, they say directly, and it's amazing when people say, Осипов claims that I just quoted it, and I put the question mark in the end. Why are we so categorical when we claim that the tortures will be eternal, when there are dozens of reverend fathers who claim the opposite thing? So, it turns out that indeed both the Holy Scripture and the Holy Fathers are writing about these both things, and it's amazing, because sometimes even one Holy Father is writing about both eternal damnation and the renovation of all. So that's the same person. So theology is a science.
должна считаться с фактами. Теория, которая принимает одни факты, а другие отбрасывает, ненаучная теория. В данном случае мы перед чем стоим? Прям одинаковый ряд свидетельств о том и о другом.
Is not a scientific theory.
Значит, so we should take into account both.
So my conclusion is that here we are facing a mystery. Why is it a mystery? We can presume that if the revelation said directly that there would be salvation for all, we would all relax, because that's great. But if it said that all the sinful people would go to hell forever, we would all be in despair. And that's God's greatest wisdom, that both in the Holy Scripture and in the writings of the Holy Fathers, we can find both. And that's why we are at a loss. And it's clear why, because it is impossible to tell us the former or the latter, because the former can result in people relaxing, and the latter can result in despair. We do not know, but let's try to live the Christian life in order to get saved. So it turns out that it's not me, because I think this is hypocrisy. So I just quote Saint Apostle Paul, the Holy Fathers. So I put the question mark in the end of it. And you cannot attribute it to me, because it is simply unfair. And science must take into account all the facts, and only then make a conclusion. So I don't know personally who will get saved, and I don't know whether all people will get saved, or millions of people will go to hell. And please take into account that there are millions of innocent children and people. And when Jesus Christ said, "For of such is the kingdom of heaven," well, he must have been wrong. We know better. So if they are not baptized, well, they will go to hell. But Jesus Christ claims the opposite. But we know better, of course. So really, God is love. Will millions of people go to hell? He created people in the very beginning, knowing for sure what would be in the end, and still he created many people for eternal tortures. You know, can't we understand that that's a bomb that can undermine the Christianity, because we are facing the fact of the mystery we do not know. And nobody has the right to claim, because if I claimed any of the options, you know what you can answer people who dare to claim something. Saint Isaiah says, he who understands and fulfills the words of the Holy Scripture according to his understanding, and insists persistently that this is the way to understand and fulfill them.
Кто и понимая говорит,
knows not the glory of God, and on the contrary, he who says that I cannot know for sure because I am a limited person gives glory to God.